Whoa, whoa, yeah. Lex kid. Yeah. No. Yeah. Listen, oh. My girl say she don't like designer, but I get time to Prada. A flower girl, she know the border. This year she no go leave me for another. To all the three time, well low.
How are we all doing? I hope everybody's great. My name is Quelly and welcome to another episode of Everyday People. Yeah, I am happy to be here today. You know, I want to tell you about masks, umbrellas and some shenanigans. Okay, so I've always been terrible at masks. I've always been terrible at masks. Matter of fact, I suck at masks. And I don't know if it's because growing up, everybody I met who was older than me kept telling me how difficult math is, especially elective math, or if it was because I was just so inclined towards reading that I never actually took that much of an interest in trying to learn math. I actually used to read math. Like, instead of solving math, I used to take the book and read math, you know, thinking I could remember the formulas and all that when it was time for exams. But it didn't work that way. Now, this is what usually happens when I get into a maths exam. So I need to write a maths paper. I go to the hall. I'm calm and everything. I'm okay. I'm cool. Things are popping up in my head like, oh, I learned this. I learned this equation. I've learned whatever, all these other things. And then the paper gets distributed. And then I start reading the questions and it's like my mind just goes blank. My palms get sweaty. My head starts spinning. And it's as if my mind just freezes. It's like I can't think or form a decent thought in my head to save my life. Right? Let me just clarify this thing. It's not just math that I am terrible at, but anything to do with numbers. You know, I used to get an F in accounting back in the day. F, like F. And I will copy the dude that is sitting beside me and he will pass and I'll get an F. That's how terrible I was. My brain just goes into freeze mode when it's math. That's it, right? My teachers were at a loss for word. Okay. They kept telling my dad, look, when we are teaching maths, when we are teaching elective maths, core maths, this was when I was in secondary school, your son seems to be one of the few people who actually gets the concept, who actually understands what we are teaching. We don't know what happens when it's time for exams. It's like it's a different person that comes to the exam hall. I'm like, you guys don't know what is going on right now. You guys really don't know what is going on right now. So here's the thing. One time back in primary school, we wrote a math paper and I got an F as usual. So when my dad asked me about the paper, I told him they didn't give the paper to us. And I kept up that lie for like 3 weeks. And then he finally met my teacher one day and he asked, and my teacher said that paper was shared to us long ago, right? Long ago. That evening, the tongue lash that I received from my dad nearly killed me. It was terrible, right? So the following term, I was in class 6, right? The following term, my dad came home one day with a beautiful umbrella. It was green colored with a picture of a beautiful woman drawn on it in the background, right? He called me and told me, this umbrella is yours, but you need to get 50% in mass this term to get the umbrella. Right, and I wanted that umbrella. I wanted that umbrella so bad. So I started taking my math lessons a bit more seriously. I was doing extra learning myself. I basically just neglected all my other subjects just to focus on math. Right, the examination time came, and of course, when I stepped into the hall and saw that math paper, my brain froze again. I didn't know what I solved or how I solved them, but God probably had pity on me and I had my pass mark. I think that year I had 59%. Yeah, 59%. And I remember that score so vividly because until I got to the university, that was my highest score in math. Yeah, I'll repeat that. Until I got to the university, my highest score in math was 59%. Right? 59%. Needless to say, I never got that kind of high score till I got way higher in my educational ladder, you know. When I tell people about my mathematical shortcomings, they always ask, so how did you pass maths to go to the university? How did you pass your WASI and all that? Well, here's the truth. I flunked my WASI. I think I got an F in maths. I got an F in accounting. Well, I flunked most of the calculation subjects. And I had to do 1 year of remedial. And during the remedial session, all my aim was, hey, just do enough to pass. Just do enough to pass. And I did enough to pass, right? And that's how I got into the university, you know. But when I got to the tertiary level, I still found maths difficult because, I mean, they were teaching us with the assumption that we already had the foundation, so they were just building on it. When I started doing my degree, I got somebody who actually explained things to me for me to understand. I remember we wrote this costing paper, and I was like, I was actually done with the paper within like an hour. And I was handing out, you know, answers to a couple of my friends in the hall. I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. People were actually asking me questions, and I actually had the knowledge to actually explain the thing to them. I'm like, oh, so it's not that difficult. I guess I just had a mental block from everybody telling me math is difficult, math is difficult. And then because I heard that from so many people, I also didn't take math seriously, because when I found that I had a little problem with math in my mind, I'm like, ah, math is difficult. Rather than sitting my ass down and actually trying to solve the problem, I just say, oh, math is difficult, and that's it. But I believe that when we put our minds to it, when we sit down and slow things down for ourselves, there's nothing in this world that we cannot learn. There is absolutely nothing in this world that we cannot learn. So if you are in SHS, you are in the university, wherever you're finding a subject difficult, sit your ass down, slow things down, find somebody, probably your own colleague, who understands the concepts to explain them to you. One thing I found out also is that sometimes, no matter how much a tutor or a lecturer explains a concept to you, you will never understand it until your fellow colleague explains the same concept to you. Your lecturer could be telling you something for so many days, so many weeks, and you wouldn't understand it. Then your colleague will explain the same thing to you, and within like half an hour, you're like, oh, so this is what this dude has been talking about. All right, so never give up on any subject that you're suffering with. Sit your ass down and work at it. You'll get it. Once again, my name is Kweli. This is the Everyday People Podcast. And remember to live and love forever. Until we meet next time, salute. Where she come from? Where she come from? Check out the bum 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 bum. Oh, mommy, bum, where does that phone come from? I dey wonder where she come from, where she come from, where she come from. Cause my girl fine, she blowing my mind. The one of a kind, her melanin skin, they kill me. My girl fine, she blowing my mind. The one of a kind, her melanin skin, they kill me. She be the bike, I be the rider.